the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ilahi. لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائه عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي. Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains, if I had been cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of witnesses and people, if they were all eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell and a barrier was put between me and the blessed pious, even then I would not cease to have hope. And it would not stop me from expecting your pardon. It would not take away your love from my heart. And Imam says the reason. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي. I have not forgotten your bounties. وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten the protection you had for me in this world. Regarding this part of the supplication, we discussed how we should strike a balance between fear and hope as reflected in our traditions and the state of fear and hope in the words of the infallibles and how they are seen as requisites of faith in our religion. Also, since Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentions the reason why the love of Allah does not exit from his heart and states that I remember your blessings and favors. أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي. We mentioned that one of the ways of nurturing love for God is to pay attention to the blessings of Allah. So we concluded we'd better set a certain time during the day or night to remember the God's favors and blessings for us. we should try to remember him. We should try to remember his blessings. Although, as stated by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, even if a person spends his entire lifetime thanking God for his blessings, he will not be able to duly thank him for even a single blessing except through his permission. To express gratitude and attain the station of shakirin and grateful is a status given by God to his true servants, to his faithful servants. Otherwise, who could be able to duly express gratitude for his blessings?
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, فَآلَاؤُكَ جَمَّةٌ ضَعُفَ لِسَانِي عَنْ إِحْسَائِهَا. Your boons are abundant, my tongue is too weak to count them. وَنَعْمَاؤُكَ كَثِيرَةٌ قَصُرَ فَهْمِي عَنْ إِدْرَاكِهَا فَضْلًا عَنْ إِسْتِقْصَائِهَا. Your favors are many, my understanding falls short of grasping them, not to speak of exhausting them. فَكَيْفَ لِي بِتَحْسِيلِ الشُّكْرِ. So how can I achieve thanksgiving? How can I truly express my gratitude? وَشُكْرِ إِيَّاكَ يَفْتَقِرُ إِلَى شُكْرِ. And my thanking you requires thanksgiving. فَكُلَّمَا قُلْتُ لَكَ الْحَمْدِ وجب علي لذلك أن أقول لك الحمد. Very beautifully put by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Whenever I say, to you belongs praise, it becomes thereby incumbent upon me to say, to you belongs praise. Because Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is saying that when we are given the chance to thank Allah for His blessings, this thanksgiving itself is a blessing. So, of course, logically, no one is able to truly express gratitude for the blessings of Allah. Whose hand and tongue is able to duly thank Him for His blessings? So, by having this kind of approach and attitude, we will never forget who Allah is. We will never forget what kind of Lord we have got, that He has encircled us with all His favors and bounties. And apart from all these blessings, He never forgets us. He never leaves us alone in our hardships. Only then we would be able to say, إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ. O God, if you tied me with chains and cut me off from your bounties, if you ordered me to proceed to hell, لَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. This would not take away your love from my heart. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be